This podcast replay is brought to you by Sloman's Home Security, where you can get a free doorbell camera. The first 40 Big O listeners call 1-800-ALARM-ME and get a free doorbell camera with the installation of your Sloman Shield, and it includes an LED touchscreen, motion detector, three contacts, and backup battery. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. Protect your family. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME.
I gave him lots of props yesterday. Or the day before, was it yesterday? The day before, when I talked about Ursay making the $2 million bid on the day before, so he did it again, bro. Yeah, did you see what Ursay did? So Jim Ursay ends up buying a baseball for $50,000. Now the baseball was signed by Vladimir Zelensky, the president of Ukraine. He signed the baseball. So the Colts owner has revealed that he's the buyer of the baseball. He says, adding to my Ursay collection yesterday at auction, the only known baseball signed by Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky during a visit to New York in 2019, a portion of the proceed going to Ukrainian relief. So again, hey man, props to Zelensky. I mean, props to Zelensky too. By the way, that is there any doubt that he's going to be the Time Man of the Year? Is there any that like I don't know the Nobel Peace Prize? I'm going to give it to Poland because they took in all the Ukrainian refugees, millions of Ukrainian refugees. They deserve it. But I mean, Zelensky is going to earn every award possible. Every magazine, anything that has a man of the year, okay? I know Putin lives in like some kind of bunker somewhere away from everybody, but he's going to get bombarded with that from everywhere, bro. Okay, because everybody's going to make that guy the man of the year. I mean, they should. He should be the man of the year. He should be the ultimate example for a leader for any country of any size in this beautiful world, but. Nice job by the owner of the Colts, Jim Ursay, and the $50,000 goes to Ukrainian relief. So, not enough money can go to those folks to try to fix what's been completely destroyed their entire country, which is so sad.